Howdy doody.
This is the Dana and Parks Podcast.
You can yes ma'am me all day long.
Okie dokie.
Dana, I've got a new show for you.
Lay it on me.
Rob Lowe and his sons are going to produce the Lowe Files.
The Lowe Files.
What?
Now, wait, I heard about this. Something about Bigfoot?
Yes. In fact, he was filming down in the Ozark Mountains and thought he was going to be killed by Bigfoot while he was
simmered down there. St. Elmo's fire.
He adds that he's fully aware the story makes him sound like a crazy Hollywood kook.
You think?
Yeah. The very first episode.
You don't think he's trying to sell his show, do you?
Of course he is.
Okay.
The very first episode is going to be all three of them visiting an abandoned boys reformatory in California that's said to be haunted by vengeful spirits.
Ew. Did you see there was also a report out this week?
Has Rob Lowe sunk that far?
From Anonymous, and they are claiming that NASA is on the brink of announcing they've found alien life. It had everyone in a tizzy this week.
Whoa, oh, yeah. Let me look that one up.
It's Anonymous saying they have information that NASA is on the brink of announcing alien life.
Wasn't it from like one NASA guy?
I tell you what.
Hey, it takes one person to spread the truth.
I agree. Where are these people that have been sitting on this explosive information for the last 100 years? I think there's something at Area 51. I think there's something there. I don't understand why no one on their deathbed has ever kept it to themselves. Because if I was dying and I knew there were aliens there, I'd be like, okay, there's aliens there.
Yeah, NASA says they're not about to announce that it's actually made contact
with aliens. Well, that's what they're saying.
Yeah. Like you really landed on the moon.
NASA says there's no new evidence of alien life, and that's according to the senior scientist that they quoted.
Fake news.
According to Anonymous.
NASA is not about to announce that it has made contact with aliens, despite a hugely
viral
video, according to the agency. The video posted on the account of Anonymous had claimed that NASA was on the verge of making a new announcement on the discovery of alien life. The long and sometimes rambling footage used a range of evidence to suggest that NASA had discovered something that it would be making public soon. But NASA has now confirmed that, as thought, there is no evidence.
Well, of course they're not going to say
alien
that.
Life. Let me ask you something.
Yes, I believe it. And I also believe the government would cover it up.
I do too.
Because it's some religious thing. People say if the governments of the world would come out and say there is alien life, and I don't understand this, please explain it to me.
I will.
It tosses religion out the window.
Some people would make that argument. I would not be one of them. There has been the argument that if there are two actual arguments here, and maybe more, I don't know. Two actual arguments. If there is alien life out there, the argument would be made that the world would be thrown into a tizzy, of course. It would be very interesting, no doubt about it. But there would be some people who would say, let's go find them.
Right.
Let's go see what they look like. And the government doesn't have the kind of money that would be required to go find them.
Okay.
So it's really economics.
Nah. Then there's the religious component.
Okay.
There are some people, I think, I don't know this for a fact, but I would think that I would throw my mother into this mix.
Okay.
Who believe that God created human beings like him. And we are created in God's image.
Right. So why would he create us, then create these little Martian people that don't look like him?
Right. Then there are people like me who do go to church, who do believe in God. I do worship Jesus, who think we are amazingly narcissistic. If we think in this vast universe,
we're it.
We are the only ones that God created. He created billions and billions of other planets just to sit there? What are you laughing about,
from
Snickers?
From the text line, has no one seen Independence Day? This
exactly.
Is not that well for us.
Have you not seen Contact?
Okay, here's my favorite text of the day. People do try to spill the beans on their deathbed about alien life. But right when they start to talk, a ninja comes in and takes them out really quietly.
Okay.
That's what happens.
That would be the best kept secret ever.
Well, ever. There's no way, because it's not just our secret.
Right. Mm-hmm.
It would have to be Russia's secret and China's secret and Germany's secret.
Is there
Everyone would have to be in on it.
Let me, and not to go all...
what's his name? Art?
Art Bell.
Bell.
Or George Norrie.
Mm-hmm.
But is there a sane human being that thinks that we're the only creatures in this universe? Let me ask, and you know, I've always had this question posed to me by my daughters. Dad, why do we believe? And I always give them the same answer. And there are many answers I could give them. But I'll ask you, Kara Moxer, where does the universe end?
We don't know.
I don't think it has an end.
I don't think it does either. When did time begin?
At the beginning of time.
When did it begin?
I don't know.
Answer me those questions and I'll stop believing
you. Well, it ain't 6,000 years, I can tell you that.
No, of course not. And nobody believes that.
Well, there are some.
Doesn't your mother?
Yeah, there's old Maggie.
Maggie, we have fossils. She's like, nope.
Yeah, carbon dating is garbage.
I love her. I love her.
I love her too, man. I love her. But no, my mom believes the earth is 6,000 years old. And I'm just like, Max, come on now. It's like, well, that's what the Bible says. I love her. Listen, here's what I know. I know that when I die and I go up to the gates, mm-hmm. I'm going to have a much longer questioning session than my mother. Okay? Peter's going to be like, okay.
Let's go through years 1997 to 2017.
Here's Peter with me. You ready? Okay. Where do we start?
1970.
Okay, 1985, Germany. There was some weed. With my mother, it's just like, Margaret, go on through it.
Go on.
You're good to go. Come on in, Max. You're fine.
You were a little off on the carbon dating, but we're going to go.
You didn't believe in the dinosaurs. We're going to go ahead and chalk that up to you believe the word of the Bible. Okay. Mags, you're in. Me? Whoa, here's the one. Can you imagine when Rod dies? Here's Rod.
He's not going to be longer than you.
Here's Rod at the gate with Peter. Okay, hang on just a second. Okay. Rod, we're going to need you to pull over to the side here for a second.
Nope. Do you know what I bet? I bet you Rod buys an extra cheeseburger for the homeless guy on the corner. Tell me I'm wrong. Have you ever done it?
I've done stuff like that, yeah.
I do stuff like that all the time.
No, you don't.
I gave the guy on the corner $5 yesterday because I had four fives right in front of me. And I rolled down my window. I go, here you go. And he goes, God bless you. I thought, you might be fake homeless. I don't know, but you need $5 more than I do.
No, I think you need the $5 more than he does.
No, I don't.
I always like, there's a comedian that talks about people stand on the side with the sign that says, you know, need money. It's like, mm-hmm. dude, you're not broke. You're even. I'm still paying for stuff I bought 5 years ago.
You're even and I'm in the hole.
Yeah. You're not broke, dude. You're even.
I will say this. The guy had a backpack, but really looked beaten down. I mean, just he had that look where the fake people that come in from, is it Romania? Where's that gaggle of people that come in? Whatever. You can tell. This guy really looked downtrodden, missing some teeth, very skinny, wearing a Vietnam veteran's cap.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't want to say I fall for it. My heart, like, I want to help those people every time I see them.
Unless they're fakers. And then you follow them in the van.
Then I follow them. Because that one time I saw their shift change at 133rd and State Line. I watched a bunch of them get out of a van with their backpacks. Then the woman that was on the corner got into the van. The guy got out and took her place. And it was like a really nice, big, white, not a conversion van, but the big, like, industrial van. And it had North Carolina plates. And I'm like, this is an organized scam. But this guy didn't look fake. He looked like a real guy that was down on his luck.
Rod, do you think it'll freak like the human race out when we find out that there is alien life? Because Anonymous is saying that NASA is about to announce evidence of alien life. I don't think that would freak everybody out.
I've always had this theory about that.
It'd freak out the Catholic Church or something, but I mean...
Well... The thing is, At what good would it do for NASA or the government to go, oh, by the way, yes, we know for sure that there is intelligent life out there. Mm-hmm. They've tried to come here a couple times. They may have taken some cows and some rednecks, and they're there, and there's nothing we can do about it. Go on about your lives.
Mm. People would freak out. Somebody said there's a Tommy Lee Jones line in the movie...
Men in Black.
Yeah. Where he says people are too stupid and too narrow-minded, and they would freak out if they knew about this.
Hmm.
They would totally freak out. Are you kidding me? I don't know. Like, think about the people in your own family. I don't know that my mom and dad would freak out.
I don't think my mom would believe it.
She just would deny it.
She would deny it.
She's an alien denier.
Well, no, she's a Bible literalist. And she would just say, there's no way this is true. The Bible says there's no way. And she wouldn't believe it.
And then what, when the little green man marches into her living room, what would she say? Here he is, Margaret.
Take off the costume, Scott. It's not funny anymore.
Everybody says, everybody's actually going to freak out when the aliens actually get here. Not when we know that they exist, but when they get here.
Rod, jump back in here for a second. Let's say it's not intelligent life.
Yeah.
Let's just say it's some sort of microorganism.
Bacteria.
On Mars. Life. Not intelligent life, but just life.
Well, that's why they're looking, you know, that's why it was exciting, pardon me, that they found water. Yep. They found water on the surface of one of those planets. Was it Mars?
Yes.
And they said, this is the first evidence we have that it's even possible to support life because there's water there. You have to have water for life. Well, but if you're an alien, do you? We don't even know that. If you're an alien, maybe you don't need water.
I've always... Don't question it.
No,
Scott.
It sort of makes sense, actually.
I've always said...
No, it doesn't. Don't ever say that to her.
It does.
Don't ever say that.
You gotta think outside the box, man.
Outside the box?
Yeah. Could be anything.
Here on Earth, like ants and bees are extremely annoying. If they found ants on another planet, that would be considered intelligent life.
Technically true.
Oh, absolutely. They would revel in the fact that we found intelligent life on another planet.
A species that can contain itself.
Right.
That can sustain itself, create shelter.
Yeah. Collect food.
Has a
for the
hierarchy.
Winter. Yeah, all that. Yeah.
This is not the first time that conspiracy theorists have claimed that images taken by the Curiosity rover shows aliens. Yesterday, alien hunters claimed that the rover took images of thigh bones.
Morel mushroom hunters?
Protruding from the red planet's surface.
You're a searcher. You're not a hunter. Are you going to kill them? Are you going to shoot them?
There is a high-definition image that appears to show...
Hunter.
...an object glinting against Mars' rocky landscape. Many people believe that that object is made by aliens. Others suggest that it's merely the rover's own entry debris.
Or maybe, Rod, he's really not on Mars. He's on a little place in Hollywood.
And his name is Elvis?
Or Maya. We'll continue just a moment here on Dana and Parks.
Need business cards? Something different will print you 1,000 full-color cards for only $35. That's right, only $35. And these are nice cards with a protective coating. Visit Something Different at 1622 Westford Road. Feel free to call us at 816-753-8000 or visit us online at somethingdifferent.com.
Society, God's gift to ballroom notoriety, and I always fill my ballroom. The event is never small. The social pages say I've got the biggest balls of all. I've got big balls, I've got big balls, they're such big balls, and they're dainty big balls. And he's got big balls, and she's got big balls. My ballroom always full.
What?
Everybody
What's wrong?
Comes and comes again.
What happened?
If your name is
I leave the room for 5 minutes and I come back to this, really?
He's talking. Well, Rod, will you tell Dana what this song is really about? please.
It's a song about parties.
Yes.
Okay.
Actually, it's a song about orgies in particular.
That's great. That's great. Thank you.
But it's about parties.
He's got big balls and she's got big balls.
But he's got the biggest balls of them all.
Some balls are held for charity.
Okay.
And some for fancy dress.
Yes. Hope House Gala coming up.
Yes.
Love it.
But it's the balls for pleasure that I like the best.
Okay. That's great. Thank you for that. Clarifying. Thank you for clarifying that.
So the song is about parties.
Are we going to have a topic today? Have you noticed the theme here?
Because you know what I did? No.
We tried.
I came out of the gate.
We tried to talk about the White House. That's what I'm going to call it from now on. I'm not even saying that word. We tried to talk about the White House. It did not go well.
You know what I got called?
There's several choice words that we cannot repeat on the radio.
So you know what I'm going to do?
What are you going to do?
I'm not going to do anything.
The best line of the day was my aunt going, y'all got nothing better to do than to call someone from the South?
No, I don't.
Which, by the way, if you did not hear the tagline, one in the front and one in the back, it is on the KMBZ Facebook page because we're podcasting things that amuse us now. It's on the Facebook page, it's on our website, and it's on Twitter. And all we're going to tell you is she said, I got one in the front and I got one in the back. Oh, I got one in my car.
Wait a minute.
She goes, I'm wearing one on my shirt. They're not going to tell you what it is. If you missed it, you got to go look at it.
So, no, I don't want to do anything.
Okay.
You know what the problem is?
Oh, God, here we go. You're going to go back. Don't go back.
We can't have a civil discussion in America anymore.
I agree.
Dana, look at me. I'm being dead. Look at me.
Well, I agree.
I'm being dead serious.
Having a discussion about having civil discussions does not even lead us into a place I want to go.
No, it doesn't. And so, you know what? Here, what I ought to do is close my eyes.
Mm-hmm.
And the problem is about 60% of the stories in front of me are about Trump's tweets.
No. We'll take those out.
And then pick?
Yes. Well, I love the one about the Missouri doctor, but we don't have to talk about that.
You ready?
This one will drive you crazy. Look at this. This one will drive you crazy. I actually printed that specifically because I knew it would make your head explode.
I don't want to talk about death.
That's not death.
The headline has preventable death in it.
Keyword, preventable.
So, are you ready?
It's not death if you prevent it. No.
Here we go. Let's talk about starting a war with North Korea.
No, I don't want to talk about starting a war with North Korea.
All right.
Put that down.
You know, I'm about to lose it, right?
Yeah.
Okay, here we go. Stanford professor calling homework easy is microaggression.
Homework for whom?
Well, I would imagine, since he's a Stanford professor, for university students.
I am of the belief that elementary school kids should not have homework.
You're kidding.
Nope. There should be a moderate amount. And by moderate, I mean 30 minutes or less in middle school. And then in high school, 1 to 2 hours, 1 to 1.5 hours period per night.
So you're saying that, like, if a kid is in fourth grade.
Nope.
No, like, 4 plus 4.
Nope.
They're in plus
school
nine.
For 8 hours. They can do it there.
Really?
Yes. I don't like the scheduled, overworked child. It doesn't do you any good, it doesn't do me any good, and it doesn't do the kid any good.
Yeah, it does.
No.
Let me ask you this. Then why read to a kid at night?
Because that helps them, but is also enjoyable downtime for me.
Oh, so it's all about you.
Yeah.
It's about you not wanting to do 8 plus 9.
You know that their projects always become your projects. That's how life works.
Not if you tell them this is your project and you need to complete it.
I need Cherokee Indians, but the Cherokee kind, and I need them tomorrow morning by 8 a.m. Someone told me today the registration packets already went out for school. No.
Oh.
Not doing it.
Kara, do you remember when Sarah had to do that project?
June 29th.
Right.
I am not doing school things until the calendar says August, and not even August 1. It's got to be later than that.
Rod, do you remember when I had to get that when I had to come here at like 4 a.m. to print off Cherokee Indians for Sarah, and somebody had hacked the Cherokee Indian webpage for Wikipedia.
Oh, yeah.
Oh my God.
There were some adult references.
There were some F words, Dana, and I didn't proofread it, and Sarah turned it in.
Oops.
And she was standing in front of her class. I kid you not. Sarah's standing in front of her fifth grade class, and she goes, and the effing Cherokee Indians.
That's awesome. That is awesome.
Can go kill themselves. I was like, oh, God.
Don't read that, honey.
Oh,
don't
sweet. And we got a little call from Mrs. Yeah. What's-her-face, and she's like, not appropriate.
Someone just wrote in, Dana, look up Norway. They have no homework in their school system. They only go to school for 4 hours out of the day and the highest education rating in the world.
Hmm.
I'm telling you, homework is busy work.
Do you guys ever have Trevor during the school year?
Not where he has a whole lot of homework. It's usually like reading that he has to do.
Okay. What grade is he in?
He's going to be in sixth.
Hmm. I don't mind their power drill math sheets that they can get done in 10, 15 minutes, but anything beyond that, get it done at school.
Hmm. Interesting. We'll continue just a moment here on Dana and Parks.
Facebook advertising starts at $5 a day. At Something Different Media Group, our advertising experts can get your products in front of the right audience. Something Different can help you advertise on Facebook, Google, YouTube, local TV, and more. Something Different's approach is simple. We learn about your business, and then we get to work. Call Something Different now at 816-753-8000 for a free evaluation. That's 816-753-8000.
One of the greatest grooves in rock history, The Zoo by the Scorpions.
The job is done. I go out another boring day. I leave it all behind me now. So many worlds away.
You know, we touched on this just briefly at like 3:50 or something this afternoon. The former Penn State athletic director, his name is Tim Curley. He is asking that he be released from prison. Now, keep in mind, Tim Curley, his crime is this. He covered for Jerry Sandusky. He knew that Jerry Sandusky was raping kids. And he covered for him.
He wasn't the only one, but he was one of the principals,
right,
if you will.
Right. He didn't rape the kids.
Might as well have, but didn't, in my opinion.
He didn't.
Might as well have,
but
didn't.
He, yep. when known the facts, he decided to turn the cheek. And he is serving some time in prison. Well, young Tim Curley, who's really not that young, is asking to be let out of prison because he has cancer. He has lung cancer. And he has some liver problems. Get in line.
Three ex-Penn State officials actually got jail time for their role in the cover-up of the sex crimes.
Sandusky, Curley, and there was another younger guy.
Ex-President Graham Spanier got a sentence of 4 to 12 months.
And Paterno would have, but he died.
Yeah. Curley got 7 to 23 months. Former Vice President Gary Shultz was sentenced 6 to 23 months. You know, which is, it's, if you ask the families of those kids, it's not enough. Mm. They got a slap on the wrist for covering up one of the largest child sex crime scandals in the history of this country.
But in fairness, Sandusky's doing life. And he was the one who really was doing it. What's amazing is that Sandusky still claims to this day he didn't do it. Hey, freak. Everybody knows you did it. There were guys who caught you in the bathroom.
Of this inmate, A state prosecutor says he was a complete and utter failure as a leader when it mattered the most. Mm-hmm. As a result of their actions doing nothing, the retired coach went on to victimize four more boys.
I say no. I'm sorry that you have lung cancer. I'm sorry that your liver's failing you. I don't know why it is, but I'm sorry that it is.
You know, at his trial, he tried to say he was purposely forgetful, and he did not realize that the crime was sexual in
purposefully
nature.
Purposefully forgetful?
Oh, they all knew, Scott. They all knew at the highest level that was going on. You know they did.
I was purposely forgetful. Well, you know what? We purposely forget that you have lung cancer and that you have liver problems. I hope your liver falls out of your butt.
The prosecution's key evidence, I will remind you, included, it wasn't just notes, it was emails. They had emails with all of these men talking about what do we do about Sandusky. Here's what I don't understand. I'm assuming these three men have wives and children. And not that I'm saying if you don't have children, you wouldn't be in a position to stand up and help a child. That's not what I'm saying. But wouldn't you be more likely as an educator who has your own children to say, I'm blowing the whistle on this? I've got to. There are children who are being harmed on this property.
Not when you're talking about a storied football program like Penn State.
I still can't get over that they all did nothing.
See, here's what I don't understand. And sometimes somebody sends something in on the text line, and we encourage you to do it. I'm not making fun of you. I'm just pointing out my disagreement with you. Somebody says, the court of public opinion, where it doesn't matter if you did it or not. They did it.
What do you mean it doesn't matter if you did it or not? They knew and did nothing. If you are a mandatory reporter, that is a crime. See,
they knew this was going on. Do you remember during the trial of Jerry Sandusky, they brought in, and I can't remember his name. Dana, maybe you have time to look it up. They brought in this redheaded 30-something, maybe early 40s.
McQuarrie.
Thank you.
Yeah.
McQuarrie, that's right.
I don't remember his first name.
Who said he walked into the shower room
to see it, and that's all we're going to say. I don't want you to say
anything more. And he saw Jerry Sandusky doing what he did.
Yes.
All right? What more do you need?
I will remind you, in his first public statement, Sandusky said, yes, I horsed around with boys in the shower, but insisted there was no intent. Now, I've never been...
Oh, God.
I'm not a person who's been in athletics. I'm not a person who would know what a locker room looks like with respect to baseball or basketball or football or any of that.
You go into a large...
That is not normal behavior.
You go into a large room, or it's usually square.
But a 68-year-old man in a shower...
Unheard of.
...with a 12-year-old boy naked. There is no scenario under which you're going to tell me...
Correct.
...that is acceptable behavior.
And either the showers are all up against the wall...
Mm-hmm.
...or there is a large pole in the middle of the room that has about 6 or 7 shower heads in a circle. That's what a boy's locker room shower looks like.
After McQuarrie came forward and told these senior officials that we're talking about... What happened? Those officials not only never told police, but they never even informed the university's top lawyer. That lawyer says he would have been duty-bound to report to law enforcement officials any allegations of inappropriate with children.
Of course. You knew what was going on. You did nothing.
Look, I said this before. I'm sorry he has cancer. I would never wish liver cancer on anyone.
Lung cancer. Liver problems, lung cancer.
Liver problems, lung cancer. You know what? I'm sorry that is happening to him. Your sentence already, to me, doesn't fit the crime.
Well, let me take it a step further.
Ask any of the parents of the four boys who were subsequently harmed because they did not tell anyone about the first child. He should be in jail for the rest of his life.
Let me take it a step further. And this is not a very Christian thing for me to say. And quite frankly, I don't care. If you knew
mm-hmm.
that young boys were being raped at your little football camps in the summer, mm-hmm. and you did nothing, I hope it hurts.
Well, there are some who will say, and I say this give is
you,
karma. This
give
is karma.
You no treatment.
I saw that on a text line earlier. Why are we even treating him?
I understand that we have
to. Yeah, you have to.
But I, you know what? I hope it hurts. If you turned a blind eye to little kids getting raped, do not even look to me or to you, Dana, or to anyone else for any sort of sympathy. You will get none here. And rot in hell when your day comes. I have no sympathy for this. Somebody says, this is not lighter. This is not lighter. Back to the fart jokes. We can't do fart jokes all day.
Let me ask you this. Who do we decide leniency? Who do we deserve leniency for? You know, the Manson victim's still in prison. This guy's not getting out. Under what circumstance can you say, because so-and-so has X ailment, we're going to let them out? I think it is a very narrow, very narrow set of circumstances.
I say there is no circumstance.
Well, if there's questions about their guilt or innocence, I think you look at it.
Well, if there's questions about their guilt or innocence, Dana, they shouldn't be in prison for the rest of their life.
But that's not how it works, and you know it.
Well, if we're talking about a Johnny Robinson, then no. You get lung cancer. Sorry, sucks to be you, man. You put people in barrels.
Okay, what if it's a white-collar crime? What if it's something that's not as horrifying as any of the things we're talking about?
Okay.
You embezzled $10,000 from your employer.
Bernie Madoff gets lung cancer.
Sorry.
Well, that's a white...
People died
Dana,
because
that
of
is
his
a
decision.
White-collar crime.
That's the worst example you could have given me.
You asked me about white-collar crime. I gave you the most notorious.
People died because of his decision. Multiple bad decisions.
So where do you draw the line?
Well, it ain't Madoff. It's got to be lower than that. I said you embezzled $10,000, not that you swindled billions out of people to finance your jet.
You embezzled $10,000, you're probably not going to prison. They're going to waste the space on you. But if you're a Bernie Madoff, you're going to prison for the rest of your life. You get lung cancer. Should we let Bernie Madoff out?
He's lost both his sons. One of them to cancer and one of them to suicide.
And I'm sorry to hear that. I'm sorry to hear that. That's unfortunate. 576-7798. We will get with Jonathan Weir in just a moment. Dana Wright, Rod Babcock, Scott Parks on KMBZ.
At Something Different, you climb the mountain, we'll tell the world. Behind each business lies a great story. How well the story is told is the key to your success. Something Different is a unique full-service agency comprised of a highly experienced, talented, and versatile staff. We combine marketing expertise, art, and technology, providing your company with a distinct competitive edge. Tell Something Different your story, 1-866-VIDEO-14, or online at somethingdifferent.com.
You weren't here for this, but okay, right, we get it. Kara came with us at 4 o'clock with the Rolling Stone list of the top 10 heavy metal albums of all time.
Okay.
Rod was very upset that some of his favorite records were not on the list. So throughout the afternoon, we've heard Dio's Holy Diver. We heard some Motley Crue from the first album.
Yeah.
I went to Macy's.com.
We just went to Anthrax there for a second.
Some AC/DC.
Yeah. You threw some big balls
Scorpions
out there.
I'm assuming Slayer wasn't on the list.
Slayer was on the list.
They were on the list.
That's
top 10?
That's why we haven't heard any today.
Oh, okay.
Well, there's the big four. You have heavy metals, like true heavy metals big four. And Metallica, Megadeth,
Slayer, and Anthrax. Yeah.
And only one of them was not on the list, and that was Anthrax, and that's why Rod's playing them. You can always tell when Rod... You can always tell when Rod gets mad because he curtails the music choices for the rest of the afternoon in his own favor.
It's like, I'm yes, gonna go with Anthrax.
Yes, I do. I love Anthrax.
Hello, Jonathan.
Hey, hey, how you doing? Oh, my God.
Let it go.
Hey.
Seriously, let it go.
I'm not
you're like
be able a ch- to do
you're
that.
Like Trump on Twitter. Jeez. Let it go, son. What do we have tonight?
I'm sorry. Right.
Well,
you're
we'll
right.
be talking about that, which is sad. That's the big story of the day, but I'm going to actually.
Okay.
Yeah, so I'm going to hear a lot of this.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't
mean to do that.
Nothing, whatever you do, nothing bothers Rod more than if you talk about politics. Hates it.
Don't do it.
If you're a fan of metal and you're a fan of politics, then listen to the Jonathan Weir Show because you're going to get a heavy dose of both.
What's up, man?
Concert, bro.
What?
What was that?
Are you going to the train?
On
the concert?
Monday.
Yeah, that doesn't mean you have to go soft on me tonight. What's up, Runabout?
No, I'm sorry. What's up, Scott?
No, try again. That sucked.
I thought he called you his train bro. Which I was like, what do you guys got going on the side?
What's up? What's up?
Hey, Boxcar. Up, how you doing?
Dude, dial it in or don't come. What's up, Runabout? What's up?
Scott. What's up, man?
There we go. There we go.
This relationship is something that might get reported to HR.
Yeah. It's every day.
It's making me uncomfortable.
Own it or disown it.
Scott stares right through me as soon as Ronnebaum comes into that
booth. I'm so excited to see him.
He's so handsome.
He is. Looking good.
Oh, I thought you wanted out music here.
On behalf of our producer today, the finest man in all of America, the great Rudd Babcock, my good friend and co-host Dana Wright, I am Scott Parks, and God willing, we're all back tomorrow at 2 o'clock. Have a great night, Kansas City. Be safe. Be good.